Those roots refer to a relationship lasting decades between two major figures of their era. Austin Baroque Orchestra's Billy Traylor explains.
Frederick was a compulsive letter writer. His entire life was really interested in French language and literature and philosophy.
Frederick is Prussia's Frederick the Great, and given his interest in philosophy, he couldn't do better than to befriend Voltaire. One day he wrote the philosopher a letter.
That initiated a lifelong correspondence between the two of them.
For a time, Voltaire even moved to Berlin and served in Frederick's court, where music played a large role. Fast forward to the present, where Austin Baroque is playing music from that era.
All of the composers that will be performing are composers that were either employed by Frederick, or that Frederick knew personally, or that he coveted. It'll be a good cross-section of musical life at Frederick's court, sort of interspersed with little readings and snippets from various people from back then.
The keyboard most associated with Baroque was the harpsichord, but this performance at Concepcion won't have one.
Frederick's preferred keyboard wasn't harpsichord, it was forte piano, so we'll be using forte piano instead of harpsichord.
That's not the only instrument that some may find exotic or different.
Pretty much all of our instruments are copies of instruments that were made either during or just immediately before Frederick's life, so they're instruments in the form he would have recognized if he could somehow magically appear among us.
The 4 p.m. Mission Concepcion performance will be preceded at 3:30 with a pre-concert talk on Frederick and Voltaire and the instruments being played. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.